Hey guys, welcome back to Mom Group Dropouts. This is episode 3.
Hey guys, it's me, Stacy. I'm here with Ashley. And we really loved the whole two truths, one lie thing last week. So we think that we're going to add it to more episodes, if not all of them, till we run out of things.
Until you're sick of hearing about us.
Exactly. Because you probably already are. So especially after today, because boy, are we fighting right now. Hey, Ash?
Yes, we are.
We might be both in a Mother Nature cycle right now. We've gotten in sync, perhaps.
Which is unfortunate for a lot of people.
We probably should have taken this week off recording, but we thought we'd just give you a nice little taste of our of what our hormones are doing to our mood. We'll start with two truths, one lie, since that's a little lighthearted. Here's Ashley's. Are you going to go first? Yeah, you go first.
Yeah, I'll go first. It's super tame compared to everything else that's going to happen today. So good. I'm good. Super neat and tidy. Mm-hmm. I love designer purses. I crushed a bag of chips and two chocolate bars preparing for this episode.
I crushed. You crushed a bag of chips and two chocolate bars?
Oh. Yeah, not like a giant bag of chips, but enough chips that it was not pretty.
Okay, well, that's obviously a truth because you just sound really. And I know you're PMSing, and I know I think some pizza and like three muffins, if I'm going to be honest. That's the truth. What was the first and second one again?
I'm super neat and tidy. I love designer purses.
I'm super neat and tidy. That's the lie, isn't it?
Yes.
Because, no, I've seen your house, so I know that you said you don't want to have to clean for a friend, like you, a mom friend, a potential mom friend. You don't want to have to clean for them. So I'm going to say that. And I think you've talked about designer purses before. So
probably. Yeah. I see. I just, you know, you PMS and I have no brain cells. And that was the best I could come up with.
Those were good.
Okay, your turn.
All right. You ready for mine?
I'm ready.
Okay. So I got a tattoo when I was 14. I used to be a cheerleader. And I hate coffee.
I don't believe that you were a cheerleader. Is that the lie?
Why wouldn't you think that?
I don't know. Just something.
You don't think
something? Something tells me that's the lie.
Because I look like a cheerleader. People think that. But then they get to know me and they're like, no, you're Wednesday Addams. You're no fucking cheerleader.
I feel like I've heard a bit about your past and I just cannot picture that fitting in anywhere.
No, you're right. I was not a cheerleader but I did get a tattoo when I was 14 and that's why I'm not a cheerleader.
Oh my God. And you hate coffee.
Hate coffee.
How did you survive this far into motherhood with zero coffee?
Oh, like just mostly crack and Xanax. Literally like Diet Coke and tea. I'm super lame. Like I should have been doing harder things. Like even like, drinking.
When my kids wake up super early in the morning, like I need coffee by 6 a.m. Like at 6 a.m., what would you drink?
Tea. Like I don't drink anything at 6 a.m. That's so early. Like I don't even function until noon. But I usually grab a tea at like 9. And oh I mean, God. I don't think there's enough caffeine in there to really do anything, especially in a green tea. Does coffee actually give you a boost that you can feel?
Yes, 1,000%. I can feel a difference in everything about my personality, my mood, and definitely my...
Really?
Yeah, like whether or not I'm awake. I would fucking die without coffee. And I never drank coffee until I had Isabella.
I've never developed a taste for it. Okay, listen, I'm going to switch over to coffee, I think. You sold me. But how do I make it not taste like shit?
Just you put a lot of milk. I put milk. I don't like coffee with cream.
Oh, I love cream. No, it's got to be cream.
Yeah, no. See, that was a thing for me. And that's why I think I didn't drink coffee for so long because I tried like cream and sugar and I thought it was gross. And then I tried it with milk and it was, oh, fuck. I can remember the first time I tried coffee and liked it, I was pregnant with Isabella.
Yeah?
Yeah, and it was like my body telling you, like, you're going to fucking need this soon. You better start.
Yes. All right. Well, speaking of coffee, that's not even a segue into our next section, but
that has nothing to do with what we're going to talk about. We're just going to bitch about a lot of stuff right now.
Definitely. You might need some coffee to handle the next segment. Yeah. Look, I found a way to tie it in. You might might need something harder than coffee. Or maybe you're bitchy too, and you're just going to feel this like to your core. So we're just going to talk about some pet peeves, like just, you know, things that kind of like set us off. And I'm going to be honest with you, when I'm PMSing, everything is a pet peeve. Like, it's just like everything annoys me. Like, inanimate objects piss me off. Like, have you ever like gotten mad at something, like a book object? Like, what the fuck was that book doing there? Like,
100%.
Like, why did that chair hit me in the leg?
The one that's never moved and been there forever. It's in my fucking way today.
Stupid wall. Like, why don't any of my clothes fit? And you get mad at the clothes. Like, yeah. So let's start. You go with your first little pet peeve or thing that makes you stabby.
Okay, my first one. This happens often, is people who do not hold the door open. This drives me nuts. I don't care if I'm by myself, but especially when I have a fucking stroller and you see me with children and you're five steps ahead of me, the fact that you do not think to hold the door open for someone blows my goddamn mind.
Right.
I get so angry.
With babies, like, I always pay attention to mothers with strollers. And like, let's just talk about a double stroller, okay? Because that thing, depending on which one you have, it's massive and it's hard to see in front of it or beside it, depending if you have the side by side or the front to back. Like, it's hard to navigate and it's hard.
Yeah,
to
they're stop. Huge.
Yeah. And to get the door open and people just like shuffling by, like, what's this bitch taking so long to get in the door without?
Yeah. Everyone's just in such a rush all the time. Take the extra 5 seconds and just help someone.
Exactly.
I feel like a lot of moms probably have this issue, especially when they have a stroller, but just people in general. It's everyone in life.
Right. Right. Like, just be considerate.
Yeah.
Like, don't be a dick. All right. Let's see. What do I got on my list here? Okay. So one of mine is that drives me crazy is backhanded compliments.
Yeah.
Particularly like all backhanded compliments, but I see them on social media, you know, like you post a picture of yourself. Okay. Maybe you're feeling yourself that day. You actually took time to do your makeup, your hair. You just had your hair done, whichever. And you're actually feeling good about yourself because when you're a mom, there's not a lot of days where you're put together. Most of us anyway. So you post that selfie and someone says, wow, like so pretty, doesn't even look like you. Oh my God, thank you. It's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. Like sometimes I'm like, I just want to turn the comments off on my pictures. Like fuck off. One time someone said to me, I posted a picture and I had my eyebrows raised in the picture and she's like, how do you have no creases? Oh, so pretty. Because she started with the so pretty. You got to throw the comments in there. How do you have no creases in your forehead? And I'm like, okay, first of all, actually, when I raise my eyebrows, I don't get those wrinkles. I don't get them. I have a giant forehead. So I don't really get like a lot of wrinkles in my forehead. I'm very, very blessed. Hashtag blessed. Like,
hashtag blessed. It's like you already have Botox all the time.
Well, when I do get Botox, because I do, I get it like once a year, depending. I usually get birthday Botox, but it's even.
That's amazing.
My Botox doctor said you don't need it up here. Like you, the only place I get it is the angry 11s, angry lines in between my eyebrows. Can you guess why? Other backhanded compliments would be like when someone's losing weight and they post a progress pic and they're doing really good. And I don't know, I might be reading into this too much, but I hate it when people say like, keep going. It's just, to me, it's like, let's celebrate their progress and not be like, it, to me, that says you still need to lose weight. Like, to me, it's
go for a few more runs.
Yeah, like keep going, keep losing weight. So backhanded compliments are bitchy and I hate them. Next, your turn.
Okay, my next one, I get fired up about this one. So I have to like take a breath here before I get too angry. When someone asks how the twins were conceived. So I'm going to elaborate on this for a second. I used to be the girl who would ask 5 million questions about twins. And I think that no one gets this until you have them. But people treat you like you are a walking circus because you gave birth to two babies.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's amazing. Yes, of course, they're little miracles. They're also little assholes. At the end of the day, you have two tiny little babies. But for whatever reason, I don't know why people think that they're entitled to know how they were conceived. Like, yeah. You get it different ways. Sometimes it's, Oh, do they run in your family?
Yes.
Or I have people flat out ask me, like, did you do IVF? And I'm like, do you want to see my vagina? Like, right. Who the fuck are you right now?
No, yeah, I agree.
That one makes me crazy. Because I, like, we went through a lot to have our kids. And I'm super open about it. But only when I feel like it. Like, I don't think that a stranger should be able to walk up and just say, oh, you have twins. Did you do IVF? Like, in the grocery store. I'm like, I'm right. Sorry.
Right.
Who are you? Someone asked me if they were natural, and I wanted to ask them if they thought they were dinosaurs. Like, what exactly does that mean?
Yeah, I get those same questions, and I totally agree with you. I have no problems talking about anything. As you know, I'm an open book, but I do think it's, and I'm not a person who gets offended by it, but it is kind of a thing where I'm like, where in the world would you think it's okay to ask a stranger how she conceived or created her babies or how that, you know what I'm saying? Like, just
yeah.
Like you said, I've heard that. Are they natural? Did you do IVF? Do they run in your family? All of those questions too. And just to set the record straight, they were completely natural, whatever natural means, like you said.
Natural.
They're not aliens. They're not aliens. They're definitely real babies. Like,
yeah.
What does it matter anyway?
Yeah. I don't know. We did IUI, and like, I have no problem talking about that. But like I said, I don't even think that I'm offended that people are asking. I think I'm offended by their entitlement, their sense of entitlement.
That's exactly it. It's like, where is this normal to ask somebody that kind of a question?
Yeah. Someone that you don't know.
And I mean, people probably don't realize what they're doing. It's just making conversation about the baby.
Right.
It's, they don't understand and they don't mean to, but it's weird, like you said.
It's weird for us. Like I said, it's people who don't have twins. Yeah. So anyone who doesn't have twins listening to this is going to be like, what is wrong with these bitches? We just want to know something. But when you have twins, I feel like every twin mom I've talked to about this has all said the same thing. Like, just leave us alone.
Yeah.
We have two babies. They're super cute. And that's it. What does it matter how we conceive them? Why do you want to know that?
It's pretty personal. I agree with you on that one. I can totally relate. What do I have next on my list? Okay. So overly positive people. Okay.
Complete opposite.
Here I am ranting. Okay. So here I am sometimes a pessimist, yes, but I'm mostly a realist, and I feel like being overly positive can be just as damaging and just as ridiculous as being overly negative. So, for example, like, I was venting to a friend recently, and it was just, you know, stuff I wanted to vent about. And I feel like if somebody was venting to me, I would say, like, oh, yeah, that sucks. Like, how can I help you? How can I support you? Do you need anything, kind of thing? If I had nothing else to say, if I had nothing else to offer, no words of encouragement, that's what I would offer, right? Can we go out? Do you want a drink? Whichever. This person was just like, fluffed me off and was like, rise above. Rise above. Keep fighting the good fight. Like, just a bunch of like cliche inspirational quotes, and I'm like, are we even friends, or are you just like googling inspirational quotes to throw at me? Because like, it's okay to be pissed about something. Like, literally, if she would have told me a joke and like made a joke of something, I would have snapped right out of that mood. Or if she would have been like, can you want to go get a drink, or want to go walk around Walmart, I don't care. But no, like,
let me bring you Taco Bell. That's what I do.
Yeah, that's a good friend, not fucking rise above.
Oh my god, that's like a meme conversation. One of my friends and I basically don't talk to each other in anything but memes. Like, we just send each other shit back and forth all day long, and that's what that feels like. Like, it's like someone in your inbox just sending you shit one after another.
Yes. And I hate inspirational quotes, so. I saw
one though. It's, I know you're not a fan of the Kardashians, but it was like a Kim one, and it's like, let go and let God. And I've used that so many times that everyone wants to kill me right now. One girl was like, oh, how do you keep your house clean when you have twins? I'm like, let go and let God. Like, I just say it for everything now.
Yeah, but that's funny. That's funny. I don't yeah. These bossy inspirational quotes that are like, don't do this, don't
no.
do that, and do this and do that. This is not inspiring me to do fucking anything, but like,
unfollow you.
Yeah, like, I'm not inspired. Yeah, you're totally right. I should go fucking work out and then slay all day, and then I should like hustle harder. Like, no, I'm going to sit on my bed and be like,
eat. Yeah. That's what I do. That's how I cope with everything.
Exactly. If your inspirational quote says, go eat something in the fridge and you'll feel better, then I will like definitely do that. All right, Ashley, turn to vent.
So my next one goes with me eating all the time. So I have a problem lately with diet culture. So it's not just, I think there's a difference between diet culture and people who are just healthy and eat healthy 24/7. But my issue is with these ridiculous diets that come out like, one second, don't skip breakfast because it's the healthiest meal of the day. And then the next second, don't eat till 12 p.m. and don't eat past 8 p.m. and one thing after another. And all the fit coaches that add me on fucking Instagram to go along with it.
Yeah, sending the unsolicited DMs.
Okay, I had this girl who, she's got like 20,000 followers. She's some kind of, what's the big one? That there's like 5 million of them now.
Beachbody?
Beachbody, yes. Okay, so she's like a Beachbody. She's higher up with them. 20,000 followers. She's like on Instagram 24/7. She had added me and messaged me right after I had the twins. And you know, you're like, you just had twins. You feel like shit. You're like, yeah, maybe I should go back to the gym. Maybe I should do this. And I didn't know about this whole Beachbody 5 million people on Instagram all doing the same thing. I had no idea about this.
Right.
So when she started messaging me, she was telling me about how she had this like online thing. And I didn't want to say that I fell for it. I didn't completely tell her no, but I didn't exactly say yes.
Right.
And then she had messaged me about a deal and I hadn't gotten back to her. And then it was right before Christmas and my husband got laid off and we were going through like a rough go. And she's like, it's the last chance to get this deal. And I'm like, you know what? I really appreciate all of the messages, but it's just not the right time for us. We're just having a little bit of a struggle financially. Like I said, right before Christmas and everything else that just happened. I didn't tell her all this, but that should have ended there, correct?
Yes.
If someone said that to you, you would leave it alone. This fucking bitch sends me a message and tells me, I need to pull it up and tell you the exact words, but something along the lines of, if you can't pull from a pot that's empty, and if you save a little bit on groceries, you would be able to afford this. And I literally dropped my phone. I'm like, she just told me not to buy food for my family so that I could pay to go to her online gym. It still blows my mind. I've thought about, she sent me a message after that. I ignored it. And then she sent me a message again a little bit after that. And I let it be again. And I'm like, I literally want to, number one, blast you all over Instagram and tell everybody what a fucking twat you are. Because how many people have fallen for that?
A lot, yeah.
Like, how do you have to say that to someone so that you can make money? Yes, maybe you care. You say you care about making people better versions of themselves. But at the end of the day, it's so you can make money.
Yeah. That's their goal. The more people,
yeah,
it's a pyramid, right? So the more people,
exactly,
the more money they make. And I'm sure they have all their different tactics that the company tells them to use and the tactics that they use to sell, pitch and sell. And I'm sure that that was one of them. And it's unfortunate, but it's like they can be relentless. If you even message them back once, they will try to
It's game over.
Yeah, they'll try to reel you in with all of their different sales tactics. And I don't respond to that personally. I respond to, you know, honest people and genuine people. And I know where the Beachbody coaches are because they're everywhere. I know you're a Beachbody coach because you're posting constantly. And I will find you if I need your program. I will absolutely.
Exactly.
Especially if it's like a friend or a family member that's doing it. I mean, nothing against them for doing it, but like the way in which to approach it is probably not to tell somebody that they should save money on their groceries.
Right. I didn't have a problem. Listen, I don't have a problem with people who are part of an MLM. No. I do not have a problem with a woman trying to support her family. I do not have a problem with people trying to do a side hustle. I'm all for it. I will support you. But if I tell you that I am financially strapped and you tell me to save money on my groceries, I'm going to fucking elbow you in the throat. Like, that is not cool.
Like, sell a couple of your children and then you can afford this program.
Fuck, look at, see, PMS, man. So angry right now.
The next thing you know, we're going to be talking about childhood traumas and like eating. Like,
this is one of those nights at like 3 o'clock in the morning. We're going to be like, shit, I shouldn't have talked shit about Beachbody. I should have just shut my goddamn mouth.
Well, that's what the editing is for. For the regret. For the inevitable regret.
Oh my God.
But
okay, your next one.
Do that. Let's get into, okay, will I never get pimples? Like, will I ever stop getting pimples is a question I have, because, you know, I'm approaching my 40s. I'm 30, 38 years old, and I still get pimples like a lot. And I've always had acne. Okay. But I expected it to at some point go away. Like, as an adult, that's the one thing I looked forward to about being an adult, is like eating ice cream for breakfast and not having pimples anymore. But here I am, and I'm getting pimples and wrinkles at the same time, which is a bonus. It's just so nice to get the both at the same time. Like,
I know. I've actually debated putting Botox all over my entire face because I read that that can help with cystic acne.
Really?
Yeah. They say, especially if you do get the like hormonal in your chin, like I have a freaking huge one right now because I'm on my period. But apparently if you get Botox in your chin, it can help with that.
I didn't think you could put Botox in your chin.
I don't know. You can put it in your armpits and you don't sweat either.
My husband needs that. But yeah, I definitely get the chin ones regularly around my period. I mean, they just keep popping up. I get rid of one, another one. Get rid of one, another one.
Yeah.
And then I get the big like underground bitch that's just like, oh, I'm coming for you. And
that's my life right now.
And they hurt so much. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like I just thought I would get a break at this age. And I talked to my mom and she always had acne too. And she said like by her 40s, she got rid of it. So I'm like hoping.
I don't know. My dad tried telling me when I was 16 that I just needed to stop eating chocolate and candy and drinking pop. And I've done that since I've been older. Yes. Well, meh, that's a lie. Sometimes I do that and it still happens.
Yeah, that's a myth.
It's a myth. But I have rosacea too. So not only do I get pimples, but I always have a red face. So when I was younger, I would never, ever, ever leave my house without makeup because I was so embarrassed of my face.
Oh God, I'm still like that.
Oh, I just don't give a fuck anymore. I just don't care. If I have to go to the grocery store, I'm not putting on makeup because then I have to wash it off.
It's true. I know.
It's so annoying.
I know, but my face is so blotchy and my under eye area is dark. Yep. Like, it's pretty bad. When my mom comes over and I don't have makeup on, because like I always have makeup on, I always have something, at least some foundation. And if she comes over and she sees me without makeup, she's genuinely concerned for my health. She gets concerned for my health and like thinks I'm dying. So
it's moments like that, that the Snapchat filters that you hate, that's, I wish I could do that to my face all goddamn day.
If I want to go to a skin doctor and be like, can you make me look like I do in the selfie mode? Enough about my insecurities though. It's your turn, isn't it?
Yes. I'm going to do one last one. So my last one, it's like a whole thing because it's people in Costco.
Oh,
I love Costco, but I hate the people who park at Costco. I hate the people inside of Costco for multiple reasons. So everyone knows that Costco parking lot is just ridiculous. And going through there is like going through, I don't know, hell sometimes. But inside of Costco, the thing that pisses me off the most is people with carts who don't look where they're going. Because the amount of times that I have been in there with the stroller and people have hit my fucking stroller with the carts is ridiculous.
People in there are ridiculous.
They are. I actually, this is like, I had another one on my list earlier and I took it off, but it goes with people in Costco. So when the twins were only a few months old, we went to Costco and it was like our first family trip all out of the house, all five of us. We're walking around. I had them with their covers. I have those over covers, so it covers the whole car seat. They're in there sleeping peacefully. This woman starts walking beside me. Don't know her. Never seen her in my life. She's older. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, is that twins? I was like, yep. And she tries to keep talking to me. And as she's talking to me, I see her hand going towards my stroller. And I'm watching this happen in like slow motion. And she goes to pull down the car seat cover. Mm-hmm. And I was like, excuse me. And she looks at me like all offended and covers her mouth. And I'm like, please don't do that. She's like, well, why not? I was like, because they're sleeping and they're preemies and I don't want your germs in there with my child. And she looked at me like I punched her right in the face.
Well, that's weird that.
Yeah. You've never had that happen before?
I've literally not had anybody try to touch my babies. So.
Oh, I had that quite a few times.
I don't think anyone thought my babies were cute. And so I feel like it's complex.
What are you, like a unicorn? That doesn't happen to anyone.
I'm not very approachable looking. So I think my resting bitch face is more of what scared people away. But I started to think, aren't my babies cute? nobody's trying to reach in and touch them like everybody else talks about.
Jesus Christ. Well, okay, to your baby's defense, this woman could not see what my babies looked like because they were fully covered.
That's true. She probably wanted to peek at them, but like she could have maybe just said, hey, like, oh, I'd love to see them, even though that's still weird.
Yeah, I don't care who you are. You don't pull down a baby cover. No. You don't know what's in there. Like, what if I was hiding a fucking possum in there? You don't know what's going on. Oh my God. I had that happen with Isabella a couple times too. And then with the twins all the time. People always are super curious and they want to look at them and touch them. And it's just not cool. But Costco, I know that we got off topic of Costco, but this happened inside of Costco.
Yeah, Costco is a whole nother planet is how I feel. And I don't know if it's just Windsor Costco. I don't know if all the Costcos are like this, but it's busy any time of day or night.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
People there are insane. So let's do our celebrity thing. Let's do our celebrity. So we're going to go into something a little more lighthearted. I don't like, we're maybe a little crazy this whole episode. Okay, you want to start? What do you know about Snooki?
I love Snooki. So Snooki is my homegirl. I've been watching Jersey Shore for forever, and she just had baby number 3, and the fact that she had her baby on a Thursday, which is Jersey, literally makes my life so much better in general, and especially today. So she had baby number 3, who's a boy. His name is Angelo, and I saw his picture, and he is adorable. Aww. And I think that she is just the sweetest mom. I follow her on Instagram, and she posts about her babies all the time, and she's just so cute with
them.
She's
come a long way.
She has.
I never watched Jersey Shore, but I saw a lot of pictures, and they still float around. There's been a few of her that I've almost used for memes because they're, you know, pretty good. And just knowing what she was like on that show, she's really come a long way and she's doing good. So I would like to just give her a little
pat on the back.
Also related to Snooki, Jessica Simpson posted a picture on Instagram of all her bags of milk. So
yes.
She joked that she's going to add them to her fashion line because she's got like this overstocked refrigerator full of her breast milk, which is awesome. But then Snooki commented on it and she was like, damn, girl. She's like, send me some booby milk vibe. I thought that was funny. And I guess they're both obviously breastfeeding, which is great.
Yeah.
Power to those lactating mommies. Send you all the lactating good vibes. Anyways, that concludes this bitch fest. And we hope to see you next week if you're brave enough to come back. Bye.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Bye.